Hey, all right. Thanks, folks. So sorry that we had some technical difficulties there. You know, I bet I can just see you. Let me use my psychic vision here. I can just see folks out there right in the middle of a sentence because, David, you're good. I love listening to you. But I can just see folks out there right in the middle of that sentence. It all went away, and they were going, where is he? What happened? That was good. What was he going to say? So, sorry, guys, dolls.
Well, you know, the universe
difficulties. We're back.
The universe is creating and recreating itself, destroying and recreating itself every moment. But isn't that amazing? And we're still here.
And we're still here. And, you know, when Mercury goes retro,
really,
anything can happen. So we were talking about Alcatraz converting
right.
that to a place, a jewel of light. Really, truly.
Well, this is how I feel about it. My truth is because it's such a central location. One of the statements we said, it's majestic in its simplicity, revolutionary as a political metaphor. The Global Peace Center proclaims a global renaissance, a new epic, a time of enduring peace for all humanity. In other words, by saying yes to this project, which is a very creative project, it's going to bring out the very, very best in everybody. And if you study renaissances and histories of renaissances, it's because artists have been freed up to create something that had never been created before. That's what a renaissance is, and that's what this is. It's an opportunity to bring the very best of the business community, the engineering community, the artistic community, the whole idea of social, creating a global, a local global community, putting all that energy to a point of focus to transform a, basically a junk heap, a very beautiful sight junk heap, into something that is reflective. That's incredibly beautiful. So I think it's just a fantastic project. I mean, I don't think, I know it is, and I'm inspired by the possibility that we can actually do it.
Yeah, yeah. I love the glyph on this site. I clicked on the hexagram. Folks, boys, girls, you have got to go to Dr. David's site. It is fabulous. It's almost like eye candy going through the entire site. I clicked on the hexagram, and here's a mailing list and a free CD and a DVD. This is worthwhile. What a beautiful picture, and the Tree of Life. I love the way this is done. I drew this out some years ago, maybe 15 years ago, on a piece of poster board. I drew the glyph out and put all the cards on it, on the pathways, and in each of the Sephiroth. And it was, it was a fabulous thing. This is a fabulous thing that you did. Who created... Did you create this? No, you didn't draw this. Did you?
No, that's the builders of the deed, and Paul Forster Case, and he was...
oh, yes, the B-O-D.
Yes, B-O-T-A, and he...
B-O-T-A,
well,
yes.
I mean, he was a profound spiritual genius that, you know, hadn't been fully recognized in the world, but he was the one that put the Tarot and the Tree of Life together, and, of course, he established the school in Los Angeles called the Builders of the Adidam. And
right.
he brought the ancient eternal wisdom, the Western alchemical path. It was a 20-year course. I didn't go through the whole thing, but I got activated in it. And he was the one that did it. He was, you know, really part of the inner Rosicrucian order. And my understanding is the BOT was actually overseen by Saint Germain.
Yeah, that's my understanding also. I started out in the BOTA, and then, of course, I went to the Golden Dawn, and then I went to Temple of Thelema, and then finally, I'm an order hopper, David.
Finally, I
ended up in Ordo Templi Orientis.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, studying that works. So,
well, one of the important things, I mean, you're going through all these orders, and, you know, the 22 tarot cards, represent it is the 22 archetypal powers in the collective mind, in the universal mind, right?
Right.
Right?
The major arcana.
Yeah, these are fire letters, just like in Sanskrit. They aren't just pretty Hebrew letters. They activate powers of consciousness. And, of course, one of the powers, of course, is the power of creative imagination, yeah?
Yeah.
Which is something I can tell in you is very well developed. So if we can visualize something, if we can hold that image, because a lot of people, and it's mainly women, have already seen the island done. It's already done. They've already seen it as a completed work. You can also extrapolate that heaven on earth or the future earth has already been created as well. We're sort of like moving into something that is actually in the universal mind, that's held by the masters and cosmic beings of immense power, which we are part of, that we can't even begin to grasp because they're operating at dimensions that are so extraordinary. But they already see the earth. They already see the earth. They already see humanity perfected, correct?
Yes.
Because they can only see perfection, because they are connected to the infinite perfected mind, which is God, Goddess, all it is, or the Godhead. There's no imperfection in that, at that state of consciousness. So when the veil is cleared...
What I like to say about this is it's the ultimate perfectionist trip, you know. It's like the more we focus on the perfection, the more the perfection manifests perfectly.
So how do we move beyond the distortions? And I mean, so it's already here. I mean, and I'm sure you already perceive the beauty, and the beauty of the perfection always exists in the present time. That's where the perfection is. So
there's always room for more perfection somewhere. There's always room for more love somewhere. It can always be better, and that's okay too, because that's perfect.
Well, it's
just
progressive.
Just because it's not how we want it to be yet, doesn't mean it's not part of that perfect creation of what we really want.
So it's imperfectly perfect, right?
Uh-huh.
To be perfectly
absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah, I say it's imperfectly perfect.
David,
yeah, because it's all a process.
That.
There's no beginning, no end to it, and we just hang out in a certain level or a certain state of mind. I mean, you know, people want to jump levels, and you know, obviously, there are many dimensions, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And that we, you know, in the body, on the earth, humanity, people are obviously living in their own universe, in their own world, and they're at a certain vibration or frequency, correct? So they're seeing the world based on their level of consciousness, just like I'm perceiving the world based. Now, I've moved in and out of different dimensional spaces many times where, you know, hit like the gold ring where I've, you know, truly seen it all, which is like a pretty, whoa, my God. But I don't stay there. That's like, you know, a major epiphany of seeing infinite beauty, infinite, you know, the ineffable. How I got there, that's a whole other story. But the fact of the matter is that the earth, and we're moving into these higher frequencies. So where I'm at, I'm not trying to jump levels now. I'm just trying to ride at home and stay in the present and follow the guidance moment by moment. But I can see. I mean, just the other night, I was just sitting out on the deck here, and it was like starry, starry night. I was amazed at the beauty of the stars. I felt like I was in this, you know, heavenly realms, and I guess I was. You know, it was just incredibly beautiful. Because the veils are getting thinner and thinner, right?
And the reality is, whatever we focus on expands. And so focus on what we really want. You know, you want to stay focused on what we want to create. And everything is a perfect part of that process of getting clearer and clearer on what we really want to experience and how we're experiencing our moments. We can either experience those moments as a total perfect process or the perfect moment or not. And it's a choice.
So for you, Sandra, I mean, what's your experience on a moment-by-moment level? I mean, you feel obviously very connected to Source, and you feel, you know that you're a spiritual being, and that consciousness is, you know, you're in control of your own, you're in control of your own mind, and you know that whatever you focus on is going to show up, right, or whatever you give energy to is going to be showing up in your universe, right?
Absolutely, that's how I think about it.
Mm-hmm. So on an individual, on a collect right here, right now, what is it we want to create? I mean, we got three movers and shakers, and we have all these amazing people who are listening. What, in this moment, what could be the highest affirmation? What could be the highest wisdom at this point in time that we can put out collectively to shift or, add to the noosphere, the collective consciousness at this point in time? I mean, I have one mantra that I'm sticking with. I mean, I have... And that the time of peace is now. That is what I've been told inwardly is a sort of a, I wouldn't use the word dictate, but that's what I'm getting from the Godhead. It's just to affirm that the time of peace is now. Of course.
Yeah.
And that's a very
powerful
affirmation.
We're not waiting for peace. It is, right?
It is now. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the eternal now.
I thought it was interesting that a woman asked me the other day, well, how do you get out? How do you move outside of the system? They tell you what to think. I went to my doctor, and my doctor said I had to take these pills, this medicine. We have to pay this. We have to honor the government and taxes. How do you get out? You know, and I thought about that for a second, and I thought about the first law, the first rule of engagement. The first rule of engagement is not to engage. Stand back, take a look at it, make a different choice. Say, no, I'm not going to take pharmaceuticals to try and heal my or move my way into healing. I'm going to eat right. Don't engage in it. Look for a different way.
Well, there it is, because you're aware that you have choices, but a lot of people, because of the blinders and because of the indoctrination and because of the dogma or the education, believe that they don't have choices. So they get what's handed to them. They accept what, you know, the doctor, you go to the, you know, and he says, he's the patriarch, you know, he's God, you're not, basically.
Yeah, yeah, he's God. That's right.
He's God and you're not.
Yeah.
Well, the thing to realize is you're God, too.
Yeah.
or goddess, or an aspect, or a child of God, and everything that God is, I am. Everything that God is, you are. That's a fact. That's a spiritual, truthful fact. Now, you know, owning that, knowing that, living that, experiencing that, well, you know, that's another story. But really, I mean, you know, what was Jesus about? He was just fully, he was a fully self-conscious human being. He was a fully actualized human being. He knew who he was. He knew who he was connected to. And Father and I do with all the work. He gave all the glory to the source, to the self. But he knew there was no separation between him and it, correct? Well, guess what? That what was true for him or her or is true for everybody. It must be. It's not a, you know, favoritism program. It's a universal program.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's it. The second coming of Christ is with us. And Christ said everything he did and more were to do. So it's time to get on with that program. And
okay,
because
Sandra,
to think anything
you're doing
is impossible is a sin. It's off track. It's out of alignment because all things are possible. And so, yeah, now what do we want to create?
Yeah, that's the question.
You know,
that's the,
how are we going to live our unlimitlessness?
Really? Well, you know, that's what the light points. How about creating health, peace, and freedom for all? That's a good program.
Yeah,
and we spelled it out.
Yeah, I'll get on board with that.
Yeah, but, you know, that's it. I mean, I've already elected myself. You know, I say write-in vote. I'm a write-in candidate. Write-in vote for David is a write-in vote for yourself and health, peace, and freedom for all. Because we're the only party, you know, people ask me all the time, how many people have joined the Light Party? Well, I say everybody except for a few, you know, jerks. I mean, who doesn't support health, peace, and freedom for all? I mean, really, so we've already won. So the light
government
comes in.
The doctors? The other doctors?
Yeah, well,
out
the
there?
Government, the cover, you know, the light comes in to expose the ignorance or the darkness or the denial. But the power of the Light Party is that we're not only holding a tremendous template based on divine truth, you know, or an outcome as a process, which is liberation, but we've spelled it out. You know, how do you get from point A to point, like this person, how do you get from point A to point B to point C? How do we do it? Well, ultimately, it's all about awareness. You know, in the deepest sense, it's about awareness. And then there's a psychological dimension to it, and then there's the biological, which is, you know, we're in a body, we're on the earth, and we're subject to, you know, other forces, you know, fire, water, air, and earth, and we share this collective, you know, ecology together. And obviously, you know, the right hand better know what the left hand is doing. It's like simply the fact that China, or that, you know, we burn tons of coal, you know, it does blow over here, and on and on and on, and, you know, the fact that we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars for an oil war, I mean, these are things that we've got to take a really deep, hard look at and go, why are we doing this? You know, who's benefiting from this?
Yeah, and
I mean,
becoming,
this is
more
the realm
and more
of politics,
and more and,
you know, how do we resolve this history of antagonism and war and manufacturing war and, you know, the killing of thousands and hundreds of thousands of innocent people? I mean, from a spiritual level, we can say, well, it's karmic, so You know, everybody's playing their role, including the people who are, in quotes, being killed. But, you know, from my perspective, we're moving out of a karmic cycle into the dharmic cycle, where this type of behavior and these type of policies become, you know, come to an end. So we really have peace and disarmament and the end of it, the end of war. You know, and, you know, how about like right now? But as you know,
like
we have
right
an economic
now.
System.
And again,
that
it's
is,
about making more conscious choices, being more conscious. But also, if we do not use our voice, if we're not present and make a stand for what we want, which is health and freedom and peace for all, if we do not stand up for that, it's like we're endorsing the other choices, or it's like we've condoned them by simply inaction, which is a sin of omission. You know, again, off track. It's about, you know, are we going to show up and how are we going to really live that presence of that divine? How are we going to live and share that remembrance of who we are, all that we are, and all that we're here
for now?
And
do it in a way that's compassionate and it's not going to create more of you know, more of a volatile reaction to, you know, rather than being anti-war, we need to be pro-peace. And beyond that, we need to truly, not in a denied way, embody that vibration. Because if we all choose peace and integrate that energy, you know, we become that peace, then the game, the gig is up.
Yeah, I love how, you know, another MD, conscious MD, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, of course, creating peace by being peace is his radio show. And, you know, we become the change. And a very powerful commandment was given, and that's be in peace. Simply be in peace. And what does that mean? And it's about being more and more conscious.
Okay. So in terms of direct political action, what, okay, we all, basically, the reality is we all want the same thing. Anybody in their right mind and the right heart wants peace, wants health, and wants freedom. And it's our divine birthright, and it's ultimately a choice. So, you know, it's an interesting thing because, you know, there's lots of stories about what's happening, that there are people who are, there's like a split happening in the consciousness. There are those of us who are moving into another world, another dimension, that those beings that at this point in time are choosing separation, duality, and fear will cancel themselves out just in terms of physics. Not that there's any judgment there.
It is basic physics.
Yeah, because you get to get to go to the level where you're at. So there's a splitting that is happening, so there's really no sitting on the fence right now. You know, you got to, you know, you can't be a spectator. You've got to make that choice. I'm choosing ascension. I'm choosing love. I'm choosing freedom. I'm choosing peace. I mean, that's inner work, and the universe supports those choices. But you've got to make those choices in a conscious, committed way now, as far as I understand it. And I do a lot of spiritual work. I pray. I do my sound. I do my affirmations. You know, I make that commitment not because there's some God overlording. It's really to myself, which is that. Om Tat Sat. I am that. But I'm reminding myself that this is my truth, and this is what I'm choosing. So it's really between me, myself, and I. You know, people ask me, you know, who's behind the light party, and, you know, who's your staff? I say, well, there's me, myself, and I, which happens to be everything and everyone, for real.
But it is a big party.
Well, it's a big dance. I mean, you know, planet Earth, historically, you know, anything goes down here, but...
This this is a very creative zone here. This is the free will zone. It's very, very creative. One of the things we've learned is that anybody can create anything out of anything at any moment, practically. Very creative space.
I always say, you know, you're either crazy or courageous to incarnate here. You know, my teacher way back when said, welcome to the insane asylum of the universe. And I consider myself to be one of the most sane people on this planet. And sanity is coming back, because sanity is rooted in wisdom. But, you know, when I was writing my book, I knew everything was really ass backward. I knew what I knew. I knew the importance of nutrition. I knew the importance of clean water. I knew the importance of fresh air. I knew the importance of sunlight. And here I was in hospitals. My joke was the only thing I liked about the hospital were the nurses. It was the last place you'd want to wind up. I mean, really.
Yeah. A disease program, not trained.
It was loaded with anti, you know, it was loaded with bacteria that were mutants. It was no food, no air. I mean, you know, And everybody was, you know, bummed out, including me.
And, yeah, yeah.
Not a healthy
including
environment.
Including you, huh?
Sure. I was just as toxic and as sick as everybody else because what was the focus? First of all, we weren't healing anybody. I mean, we were just kidding ourselves. We were just dealing with symptomatic stuff. And it was very, very frustrating because you didn't really get any results. I mean, the fact is we were disempowering the the patients because there was the patient there. And I realized that most of the people I saw were just unconscious. They weren't doing anything. They were looking for me to heal them.
Right.
You know, and it became just like a rotate. Do you exercise? No. Do you, what's your diet? Sucks. Do you, you know, it was the same, you know, it was the same profile. I mean, you know, people were overweight. You know, people didn't love themselves. People were in dysfunctional relationships. It was like, you know, it was Looney Tunes. So they're really, yeah. You know, what could I do, you know, unless, of course, it was a surgery, you know, which is valid. People get messed up in surgery, you know. What could I do for them? Give them toxic, crummy drugs that just made them sicker? I mean, I was taking a good look at myself. This is crazy. You know, so I was a revolutionary.
You're the insane asylum planet.
Well, I mean, I was at Langley Porter. Of course, I was going through lots of changes. I was at Langley Porter, you know, the citadel on the hill, the paradigm, the paragon of enlightened psychiatry. Langley Porter, San Francisco. And, you know, it was a hellish place. It had bars in it. And I was going through my hippie enlightenment, psychedelic revolution, I have to say. And I was saying, let's get everybody out into Golden Gate Park, which is this beautiful park in San Francisco. Everybody's behind bars. The vibes in there were so awful. I said, let's just go out into the park and, you know, sunlight and green and nature. They thought I was absolutely crazy. And I realized, no, I'm not crazy. You're crazy. You know, I'm out of here. I wasn't able to keep a lid on it and just kind of play the game and just graduate and, you know, become a, you know, in quotes, a psychiatrist. I was already aware of things that wouldn't allow me to continue to play that game. I probably could have been a good psychiatrist eventually, but I was too restless.
But it would have been like you were condoning that system at that time.
Well, there was prefrontal lobotomies going on. There was all this human experimentation. I mean, it was like Nazi Germany. Let's not pull punches here. I mean, it was really Gestapo. You know, it was human experimentation on a massive level, no doubt.
I'm dealing with a woman, a young woman, in her early 30s right now, coming to me for healing. They have given her 40 shock treatments.
Uh-huh.
I can only imagine. Is this not
what,
one
what
of
her
the
brain most... looks like?
Yeah, I have to, like she's been smoking crack all her life.
Oh yeah.
What did that do to her, David?
Well, you know, it's very interesting because I was downtown. The Scientologist, interesting enough, have this show that's going on. They're taking it all around the country on psychiatry, which is pretty heavy stuff, and exposing exposing the psychiatric profession as a criminal organization, because they did, you know, the whole history of prefrontal lobotomies and shock treatments and, you know, massive human experimentation. I mean, this has just think, anytime you shock the body, I mean, you're just messing up the whole electrical system of the brain. I mean, they're trying to induce some kind of dramatic change in behavior, but it's completely unscientific. I mean, it is human experimentation. You know, to the credit of science, I mean, there's, and this is an area I'm very interested in, is orthomolecular medicine, which is breakthroughs. A lot of the psychiatrists become nutritional physicians, and they're working with orthomolecular, where most diseases, psychological diseases, from depression to schizophrenia to manic depression, you name it, are treated very successfully through nutrition, through amino acids, through B complex. A lot of these disorders, these, you know, behavioral disorders, like I say, from schizophrenia to depression to whatever, have biological, biochemical substrates and abnormalities. And there's been fantastic work done in the medical profession, in the leading edge progressive medical profession called orthomolecular medicine. But you see, The problem is, it's like with coronary bypass surgery. Once you fall into that world, they've got you. One of the things I said in my book way back when was, I said, before the doctor examines you, you be sure to examine him or her. You know, you better find out where they're coming from, because they're operating from a belief and a paradigm. They obviously believe on some level what they're doing is valid and it's good. But make no mistake about it, it's experimentation. First law of rule of medicine is do no harm, period. End of story. Now, if every physician was true to their oath, you'd have a health revolution in this country tomorrow. They'd kick all the bloody pharmaceutical drug pushes out of the door tomorrow. Boom, over. And it's not to say that all the drugs that are out there are bad, but I'd say 95% of them are.
Yeah, it is a real wake-up call that we're seeing, though, with even just, you know, one drug causing Vioxx. I mean, causing 50,000 admitted deaths. That's only one drug, and it has, you know, I mean, when you actually look at the statistics and the numbers that are, you know,
quarter of a million people are iatrogenic disease, you know, is said or doing to, you know, doctor induced disease death because of overprescriptions. And just watch the TV commercials. See, the one thing about allopathic
side effects
medicine,
they include yeah, run to your doctor and get this drug, but side effects.
I mean, it's wild. You watch the TV, and then, you know, they do this greenwashing. They show this girl, this woman who's got some kind of psychiatric disorder, and she's out in nature, and, you know, she's on her whatever, and then they list all this potential side effects. And this is, and they're going direct to the people now. People
well,
are
and
watching.
And then they say, and see your doctor for this.
Yeah.
Ask your
the reason why people are taking antidepressants is they always show these right after the news.
And that's apropos. If you watch the news too long, you might need an antidepressant.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's
yeah.
exactly what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
here's a dose
problem,
of massive negativity. Massive negativity. If you're a fundamentalist, you know, on either side, you know, it's the world's coming to an end, so what the hell, man? You know, you can't stand yourself, and, you know, the world sucks, and everybody else in it is evil. And, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty heavy belief system. You know,
and I want to remind folks that are out there listening to this, we're talking about nutrition. You're hearing an allopathic MD at one point in time, educated from that place, saying you can heal this stuff by eating properly. And, you know, I have to tell you that since I have been so pure, I mean, there's still probably 5% of things in my diet that shouldn't be there. There might be a bite of this, or the other day I had maybe a quarter of a cup of coffee, and,
You're cleaning
it
up
was
your
funny
eyes.
Because
look,
I set that cup down and I said, well, I'm going to ask Spirit, please, Spirit, don't ever let me do that again. I might not ever have to have another taste of coffee again. What a horrible thing to put in your body. But at any rate, 95% of everything that I take in is raw. It's Chinese formula nutrition. And
well, the thing
I
to understand is the body, and I'm not talking about the spirit. The body has literally been built up, literally billions of years of evolution. I mean, let's have a little bit of respect here, to put it mild. If you look in the mirror and you look at yourself, you realize, and this is, I'm talking about the body, because the spirit is no beginning, no end, that it's the result of billions of years of evolution. Now, we came in at the turn of the century and started introducing inorganic medicines that basically we don't really know how they work. If you study chemicals, they go into the body. There's no chi. See, I was going to make the point. Allopathic medicine does not understand or acknowledge the principle of chi. That's the fifth element, which is life force. So you're dealing with inorganic pills that have no chi. There's no life force there. And you're introducing it into a system that is organic, that has been built up as an organic creation over billions of years, and you're introducing an inorganic chemical. Well, why do you think you're going to have so many, you know, side effects? It's obvious. The problem is that people's brains are so messed up because of the introduction of this that people can't think straight. That's the problem. that you,
well,
you're able to think straight. You got
so
your biochemistry together.
Right.
What's that?
That was what I was going to say about being so pure right now, is it's affecting my consciousness. And
well, of course.
You don't know. I mean, I thought I was pretty with it. You know, I've been living in this world of psychic and healing, and you know, for more than 30 years. And I thought, well, I'm pretty far along. Until I got to this
another
place
element
in my nutrition, I didn't realize what a fog I've been in. You get used to it. You grow
well,
into
you don't
it.
Know. That's, yeah.
That way,
well,
and you don't know.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like, so we need help. We need education, because people, you know, I can honestly say that I feel good most of the time. I feel good most of the time, and that's, you know, that's for most people. Most people, unfortunately, they don't even know what it is to feel good. You know, they have aches,
right.
They have pains,
right.
They have whatever, for a whole variety of reasons. That people accept it as the norm. Well, health is the norm, but you have to work it. You got to exercise the body. You got to keep the body fluid. There's certain things you need to do to take care of the vehicle. It's basic common sense. Finding the time and putting that into a program. I've written a little book called The Human Ecology Program, Comprehensive Health Maintenance and Rejuvenation Process. It's a very simple book, but it's the foundation, the basics of the science of mind and holistic health. It's the ABCs of holistic health. Now, I wrote this book basically, to be perfectly honest, for myself, because there's so much information out there. There's so much stuff out there that people get confused. I mean, there's literally hundreds, thousands of health products out there, and they're all promising the sun, the moon, and the stars. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you can go to a health food store, unless you're a biochemist and have some knowledge, it's overwhelming. So the thing you want to hang your hat on is to simplify. You need, like, green, lots of magnesium, chlorophyll, green drinks, and they're out there. You need to drink a lot of water. You need to exercise. You need to learn to do some kind of breathing practices. These are very simple things. You know, go do a yoga class or just hike. But you got to find the time to do those things. You've got to be able to implement them. I always joke. I've been going to the gym for years and years and years. And on New Year's Day, the gym is packed. 2 weeks later, the gym is empty. So it takes a certain discipline and a commitment to yourself and to yourselves to say, I love myself, and I'm living in this body, which is a fantastic creation, whoever, whatever created it, God, Goddess, all that is. And we have that, it's to honor the body. It's not like, you know, it's to honor it. And when we take care of it, the outcome of taking care of it is the blessing of good health, of good attitude, of good feelings. And the downside of it is, if you don't take care of the car, the vehicle, you've got a big problem on your hand called disease that becomes chronic, and your whole life and your whole universe collapses because you're in pain. And then your whole motivation in life is to get out of pain. And this is a tragedy. And I've had situations where I'm generally in very good health, and I've had certain things that have come up where I've had to deal with it. And when I had certain issues, health issues, nothing serious, I had a certain injury that was quite a learning experience for me, because I've never had any serious anything. My whole life became revolved around getting that healed and getting out of that situation. And yet, you know, I know that most people, particularly as they get older, that's their focus, because you've got this chronic whatever it is, and your universe collapses because you're feeling good and you're not overly involved with your body. Your mind is able to expand. As soon as you have pain and disease, your mind contracts because your focus has to do how to get out of pain. That's why people go to a doctor, primarily because they want to be relieved of pain. So a lot of this is all about having to educate, and you know, this is what needs to be taught in schools. Kids, right from the get-go, nutrition, yoga.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a massive re-education work, because this is the most important thing. Everything in this society should be focused on optimizing health. That's the bottom line. That's what the Light Party's about. That's what I'm about. And you can take it from the macro to the micro to the societal, but and to the global. You know, how do we create a healthy, happy, vibrant, creative, loving human family? It's a huge project. But it's really...
We're getting close to the time when you have to leave us.
And I would love it if you would come back on the show.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah. And Sandra, thank you for all the great work you're doing. And please, you know, send me an email. We'd love to have you on board for the Alcatraz Conversion Project.
Yeah,
because we are going to create
an email address on the air right now. Would you give the email address so people can be in contact with you?
Excuse me, freedom@lightparty.com. freedom@lightparty.com.
Thank you. I'll email you too. Since you have a
How are things going with the scalar wave technology? Because it's such an interesting revolutionary.
It works phenomenally well, and we've proven it with more and more research and clinicals and case studies. And in fact, I'm meeting with the heads of the University of Hawaii here and also Department of Health here. And, of course, we're working with ministries of health around the world. And medical director for the Memorial Hospital System has case studies with top nephrologists and cardiologists. And and it's, we love miracles. And what's great about this technology is we get the calls about the miracles every day.
Great. Well, as they say, more power to you. More power to all of us, but maybe conscious power. And we just keep awakening to the magnificence of the one that we are. And, you know, it's just going to be tons of fun because, we're coming out of the hell realms into the light. And the key thing here is compassion and forgiveness. The bottom line is forgiveness for our unconsciousness, because it's really just a awakening out of a bad dream. That's how I see it.
That is a good way of putting it. cellular enlightenment now, where every cell can
cellular enlightenment,
feel that,
right.
Be
plugged in the
back
body,
into
right?
That cosmic light socket.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to share, and infinite blessings to Maui, and you know, I got lots of friends over there, so this is going to be.
Yeah, I'm on Oahu, so whenever you want to come here, we could also. I do work with. The head of the UN for the Hawaii chapter of the UN here, and would love to sponsor you for an event for peace here on Oahu.
Well, let's talk. How do I reach you? I'd like to send you some goodies. You'll
email,
send me your address.
And this is for our
whole
listening audience as well. Please give us your feedback. Give us your comments. Your questions. Please communicate with us and tell us how we can best support you and what you want to know about. You can email me at Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, at EE, for Energy Enhancement, EE, or Accelerated Evolution, system.com, EESystem.com.
And David, would you give your email address once again, please?
freedom@lightparty.com.
freedom@lightparty.com and lightparty.com.
At lightparty, they were
fabulous.
Right. And anybody writes in, you get some beautiful you get some beautiful music and a beautiful DVD. Compliments of yours truly in the Light Party.
All right.
Thank you.
So I'm going to get a hold of you, David, and we're going to book you on again, okay?
Well, thanks. Fabulous.
Awesome. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Vaya con
Dios. And good night for now.
Mahalo. Okay, Rain.
It's 9:30, and I think we ought to take another few-minute break. We need to get our next guest online, and people know what we're going to be doing here. We're going to be talking about losing weight.
Yes, Michael Brown with the Healthy Weight Supermarket is coming up. I talked to one of his people this week that lost 105 pounds easily. She did it. So he's got great formulas for helping people
lose weight.
That's
another person.
If you'd like to, and it's more of the same principles, but if you'd like his some help with that, you got to talk to people that are doing it and know what they're doing. And when if they can do it with many others, they know the information, they know the codes, they know the tricks, and they can help you.
So let's take a break for a few minutes, and we will get him on the line. So, Seth, Dawn, Whoever's out there, let's take us to break.
Know your unlimited power. And the blue represents peace. Feel the deep peace, the peace that passes understanding. The peace that allows you to be peaceful in every circumstance. And yet to stand in your power. And the blue represents truth. And the blue represents truth. And the blue represents truth. And you express that power of truth in righteousness.
and Rain or more back on here. And we've got our guest that we talked about having on. We thought we were having Michael Brown on last week, and we had technical difficulties. And so Michael Brown is joining us now from Springfield, Missouri, from the Healthy Weight Supermarket. And welcome on, Mike.
Thank you.
Hi, Michael. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, I understand that you have some phenomenal information on weight loss. Weight loss is one of the biggest issues that we have happening on the planet today. People are just blown out of shape.
I agree. And I think it's probably the most misunderstood problem on the planet as well.
You know, I agree with
you.
You show me somebody
that is
50-60 pounds overweight, they're starving to death.
Yes. Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last part.
I said people that are 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight, 100 pounds overweight, these people are literally starving to death. We think that, you know, there's a tremendous amount of nourishment going on, but they're eating food with nothing in it for the body, so it just stores it.
That's right.
They're starving.
That's right. Yeah, our food supply has become
foreign to our body. I'm excited about having you on tonight, Michael, because I did talk to a woman in your office named Martha, who said she had lost 105 pounds using your program, and then we're both very excited. Martha was very excited because she's also seen her neuropathy, you know, relieved because Michael has the new energy enhancement system there, and it's the most aligned 12-unit system probably in the U.S. right now.
Oh,
I think in the world.
12-unit.
I would recommend anybody else try it, but it's aligned.
Yeah,
and we are experiencing a lot. We've got most of our weight loss patients, or a lot of them are diabetic, so the diabetic neuropathy is something we've had a lot of experience in the past. And to a person, if they've got diabetic neuropathy and they come into the field, they start to tingle almost immediately. And that tingling lasts through the whole session, and then once they leave, it persists for a couple of hours, and then they're pain-free. And we're able to keep them pain-free for probably 2 to 3 days, and then we're getting them back in. And we're hoping the more that they do it, that eventually we're healing that nerve tissue that's taken the hit from the diabetes, and that the pain and the neuropathy will go away.
Yeah, when he says when you go into the field, it's like when you come into the scalar field of the 12-unit system, and it is cumulative, and we've seen a lot with neuropathy, but typically it's not going to be going away completely in one time in. It takes a while to repair some of the damage that's taken years to create.
Yes, I agree. We found after 3 sessions, they're really starting to feel it, so it's, I'm not sure why that number 3, but everybody by the 3rd session, they're just describing a far more impactful sensation.
Mm-hmm. And what
and we even had one of our, I don't know if you've ever had this happen before, but we had 2 of our clients in there, and they were relaxed and having a good time, and one of the chairs started to shake.
Oh, we've had people looking
really?
For the vibrators under the chairs. You know, they were sure there was a vibrator attached to that chair but it's all their cells vibrating.
I think so. I think that's what it was. But then her husband, who was sitting next to her, reached over and felt the chair too, and he said, "No, it wasn't our imagination at all." So, we're really these 12 units. Just I've got a 4-unit at home, and it's just a world of difference between that and the 12-unit that we've got running here. And I like the 4-unit to sleep in, but I think Sandra she sort of saw this coming. She said that people would enjoy both the 12-unit experience and then the milder 4-unit experience, and that's what we're finding exactly to be the case.
Yeah. Well, we've promised people that you're going to share some of your formulas and what your secrets are and how they can get those. And get started at home with their own, weight programs. you know, how to shift their health with so what suggestions would you start people off with?
The first thing you do have to do is realize, and I think everybody intuitively understands this after we mention it, is that starvation and diets and all of these interesting and creative ways to deprive your body of nourishment is exactly the wrong thing to do. It creates a weight problem, and if you show me somebody that's been dieting their whole life, I'll show you somebody that's got a weight problem. And the reason is that your body, when you deprive it of food or you skip a meal, it doesn't realize you're just skipping a meal. It thinks that you're in the middle of a famine, so it starts to shut down, and that's how our bodies evolved to survive famines. And what happens is your metabolism, if you're dieting, slows. And let's say that when we were 16, 17 years old, you probably burned about 2,500 calories a day. Easily, and that's why kids just seem to go and go and go. And then by the time you've gone through your fourth, fifth, sixth diet, every time you lowered your metabolism a little bit, and a lot of times people, especially the females, they'll get to where their body's only burning about 1,000 calories a day. And you could, you know, just for all you calorie counters out there, if it feels like you have to really, really starve yourself to lose weight, all you're doing is taking your metabolism from 1,000 calories burned a day down to 900 calories burned a day. So it's that we've been given very bad advice, and that's the first thing that we go over with everybody.
Yeah.
And the next trick is...
What do you recommend that people have? I mean, obviously, a big breakfast. When you look at the statistics, people that do not eat breakfast have much more of the weight problems, and those that eat a large breakfast are burning, you know, it's like they could eat anything.
Mm-hmm. I agree. The breakfast is what sets your metabolism, because when you wake up, your metabolism is set for what it was when you were sleeping, and it's as low as it gets. And the second that you have, or the minute, or the first 30 minutes of that first meal, your metabolism shoots way up depending on the quality of the meal. So breakfast is just critical. And it has to be a good breakfast, too. If it's a bowl of cereal, there's no balance in that. It's really just a bowl of sugar, and all that does is spike your blood sugar, which then your body spikes insulin because that's how it cleans the bloodstream of the blood sugar. And if you've got overproduction of insulin, then your blood sugar crashes, and then you're hungry in the middle of the morning, and your metabolism is just slowed, and you're tired again. So what do? You go hit the coffee, and that's not what we want to do. We want to do a really good breakfast, a really good lunch, and a really good dinner minimum. And we've come down on the, as far as all the diets and all the nutritional profiles that we found works the best, is if you get a balance of good fats, a balance of calories from good fats, good carbs, and good protein. It's a zone, Barry Sears and the zone dial. You're not taking anything out, because if you take out a group of foods like carbohydrates, your body's just going to start craving carbohydrates. So when you start eating again, you find that you're just going after those carbs. So what we do is we get rid of the bad carbs, which are those refined sugars and flours and starches, and then we add in the good carbs, which are fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. And if you get that carbohydrate that comes from fruit is the one that's really tripped everybody up, because everybody thought they were losing weight when they were doing that Atkins diet. And that really, Atkins, he had it right when he was taking a shot at sugar. You know, that's not good for us. And that kind of a carbohydrate, refined sugars or those white flours, they just do wicked things to our body. But he didn't go as far as to really point out that there are good carbohydrates in the form of fruit. And we want you to have a serving of fruit with breakfast and lunch without fail. That carbohydrate that comes from fruit, it's fuel. It shoots your metabolism way up. It gives you the energy. You don't have to go to stimulants like the caffeine if you're crashing in it. And the fruit, it doesn't cause that insulin spike, so you don't get a blood sugar crash, because that insulin spike is really what we're trying to avoid, and that's why those sugars and starches and flours are so wicked, because of the way that they spike your blood sugar, and then your pancreas, it literally freaks out and it overproduces insulin, which then causes your blood sugars to crash, which makes you hungry. So the food industry's figured out how to make you hungry, and they're engineering the food to do that. And that's why we want you to get away from all that processed food and go back to the, those fruits and vegetables and whole grains. They work wonderful. And then for your protein,
Michael,
just keep it lean. Lean protein, chicken, turkey, fish, whey. Whey is wonderful. To get whey protein into your diet for breakfast is almost a must.
Really?
It's
dairy-based.
Yeah, but they're taking just the protein out of the dairy. So you're pretty much getting rid of everything else. Now, the dairy is bad for you. It's what they do to the cow, with the hormones and the antibiotics to try to stimulate overproduction of milk. We're lucky here in Missouri where we've got cows everywhere, and we've got a dairy that's all it does is let the cows eat grass. It doesn't pump them full of antibiotics or hormones or anything like that. And the milk that comes out of them just tastes like melted ice cream, and we've had a lot of success with that. So we're not necessarily against dairy if it's one of these natural products where they're not doing anything that's unnatural to the cow. And then the whey protein, they're just pulling the protein out of the dairy anyway.
Are you recommending raw milk?
If you can find it, that'd be wonderful, but it's impractical for most people. We're in the Midwest, and there isn't anybody. If I wanted raw milk, I couldn't get it even if I wanted to, even though I'm surrounded by cows. So we're trying to do the next best thing, and again, it just is a completely different taste when they're, because all of those antibiotics and hormones, when they pump them into the cow, they find their way into you. So even if you were having raw milk that was, when the cow is pumped full of antibiotics and hormones, that's not good. So if you can find raw milk, that's wonderful. If you can find a dairy that's kind to the cows and not trying to overproduce that milk, that's wonderful. It's not necessary that you have dairy in your diet. We're just lucky that we have it here, so a product like that. It's the way that they pull out of the dairy that's got the protein in it that doesn't have any fat. A lot of our customers or clients are diabetic, and controlling their blood sugar is a priority. And if whey protein in combination with these good carbohydrates like fruit, it's a perfect combination for controlling their blood sugar. We can take about 50 points off of their blood sugar throughout the day just by combining whey protein and these good carbs that way.
What product for whey are you using? What have you been happy with?
Entrenet is the best of the best, E-N-T-R-E. Entra, I think it's E-N-T-R-A-N-E-T. They use stevia as a sweetener, which is just stevia. Of all the sweeteners out there, and everybody has an opinion on sweeteners, the stevia is the one that I like the best. It's an herb, so it's got all the, in it, there's not an herb out there that really doesn't have some kind of a medicinal quality to it.
Yeah, the stevia is actually healing to the pancreas. There are a number of studies showing enhanced weight loss with whey. And one of the differences with using a good quality whey protein, and it makes a huge, vast difference which one of the whey proteins you use, but a good whey protein is also alkalinizing for the body. So what is the name of that one? Can people get it from you?
Entrenet. It's on the Internet, or you can get it from our website, healthyweightsupermarket.com. The Internet, though, if you just Google that Entrenet, you'll find that it's out there. And where we're a store that's smaller and not really set up to do the Internet sales too well, there are a lot of stores that are. And that three-pound bucket, it's a good price, too. It tastes good. It's kind of, if it tastes like Maalox, you're gonna choke it down a couple times, and then you're just going to give up. Particular product has just got a wonderful taste to it, and that, with all that stevia in there, you're right. It's stevia is just a wonderful, wonderful healing.
Michael, are you familiar with whey low?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
What would you recommend, though, Michael, as an ideal, an optimal breakfast for the most number of people? We're all individual, and we're all going to vary some. But what would be an example of an optimal breakfast that you would recommend for people?
That a whey protein shake is our breakfast of choice, and it for the entire day for most females that are trying to lose weight, we're going to have them eat about 30 grams of fat, about 100 grams of carbohydrates, and about 100 grams of protein. So each meal, if you were to break it down, we're trying to do about 250 calories in breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then that other 250 calories that gets you to about 1,000 calories a day, you'll pick that up through the snacks. And that entrenet, if you were to take that entrenet whey, and if you like the soy milk too, that's always an option, and that's so much easier to get. And it makes a nice shake. And if you were to take a cup of that soy milk, a scoop of the entrenet whey protein, and then a cup of the frozen strawberries. And frozen fruit, we prefer because a lot of the farmers that sell the frozen fruit, they've got the packing plant right next to the field, so they wait for the fruit to ripen. And then it's as soon as it's ripe, then they quick freeze it. So you're benefiting from the ripening of the fruit. There are a lot of great things, glyconutrients are one that are found in the ripened fruit that you just can't get when you try to go to the grocery store because they're picking everything on ripe or green.
Right, so and the berries are very high in the, they're also, I mean, there's a low glycemic response, but they're high in quite a few of the phytonutrients and that kind of thing.
Yep. And that's and we get that serving
organic.
Of fruit, that whey protein with that serving of fruit to make that shake. And it's wonderful because you get to have ice cream every morning. Every now and then I say, well, I've got to try something different. I've been eating shakes for 10 years, and I try something different, and I miss my ice cream. So it's really suffering to a lower weight is obsolete with the technology that's out there now with something like that whey protein and how you can turn that into just a wonderful tasting shake.
Do you add anything else besides the berries and the whey?
The micronutrients. We're all looking for an appetite suppressant. You know, that magic pill that's just going to turn off my appetite. And as I've said before, that just slows your metabolism. So not eating isn't really the key, but that doesn't mean that you have to be hungry. We've got people that are on 1,000 calories a day and they have absolutely no hunger whatsoever. In fact, we have to urge them that even if they're not hungry, they have to eat lunch or they have to eat dinner, they have to eat breakfast. And one of the reasons that we do that is because we make sure that in their diet, they not only have a balance of those fats, carbs, and protein, but they also have wonderful vitamins, minerals, amino acids, the omega-3s, the enzymes. All of those micronutrients, I call them, when we're not getting them in our diet, our body starts to send out this chemistry to go find food. And enzymes are a classic example of that. It's a simple little fix, and you can go into just about any health food store and you can buy a $10 bottle of enzymes. And if you're not getting enzymes in your food, and we're not anymore because it's processed out or as soon as you heat it, it's gone, that your body's going
to
be looking for enzymes.
Soil, so the enzymes aren't even in the live and the raw or the organic foods because
we recommend you supplement times.
Yeah, and the soils are depleted even for the organics. We don't have the enzymes, so I would recommend too. The enzymes are vital. So what you're saying is they can be very inexpensive for people too.
Yes, they are. They're the omega-3s like a flax or a fish oil, $10. You know, it's as long as it's organic flax and the fish oil, make sure it's molecularly distilled, and then these enzymes, and then a good vitamin and mineral. And you're going to find that all those cravings that you're having, where you thought you just wanted more food, that your body was just looking for these micro components of food. And to not be hungry and to lose weight is just a godsend. And you also, the energy that your body has, once it's not, because our body is a wonderful piece of engineering where if it's not getting something through its diet, it's going to try to make it itself. But the problem is, making it itself, it takes so much energy where it's so much easier on the body if it can just get these through your diet. And that's where, you've got a lot of purists out there that say you can eat food that has all this in there, but Sandra's right, it's not in any of our food anymore. If you've got an organic garden in your backyard, I stand corrected, but who has that anymore?
Even then, it is said that it would take 160 carats.
Yes,
to get
right.
The nutrition that one carrot contained in 1950s.
Yes,
and that's
I believe
our soil. is so depleted.
I believe that. I really do. And that's the secret to it. If you were to study the, you know, our program for weight control, and you were to study the aging technologies that are out there, it's virtually the same thing. And that same recommendation where they say you can't do a restricted calorie diet because that's the new thing for longevity, is you sure can if you're supplementing any these micronutrients so that your body's getting everything that it needs. And it really, it just stays, you just, it, the combination of this energy therapy that Sandra's developed, I've noticed that we've had people on supplements for a long time, but it's a completely different experience now that, I don't know if it's what it's doing to the product when it's in the bottle or when it's in us, but it's like we're getting double doses of everything when we're doing the same things that we were doing before. It's an amazing energy is everything, and to be able to take a depleted food product and give it some of these quantum energies, it's not really what you know we thought it was just chemical energy in food, and now we're starting to realize that there's a lot more to it than just plain chemistry.
Well, it's the biodynamics, and I know Michael, you're planning on doing some programs that people can come to. Where you'll take them through a weekend of education then with the 12-unit technology and where people can come from all over the world, and you'll put them on. You want to talk more about that program?
Yes. We're going to do it. We're in middle of America, so there's a resort town here called Branson, and there's a real nice resort called Big Cedar Lodge. And it's just a beautiful setting, and it's a perfect place to come and relax. And our technology for weight control and our technology for aging and then our technology for wellness or health or healing, it really doesn't matter. We're going to teach you the same thing. And knowledge is power, and it's basically you're going to learn biology, but it's going to be fun. And while you're learning how your body works, we're also going to feed you wonderful foods, and you're going to learn how to cook again, because we've all lost our knowledge of food. That used to be the aspect of knowledge, that the person in the family that knew the most about food was the most important, and we've just lost that. So we're going to teach you how your body works, but we're also going to teach you everything that you need to know about food. So you're going to come away with it, and you're going to be a master chef in a weekend's time, and you're going to learn how to control your weight. And if you've got a health challenge, it's the same technology. And aging is the part that with Sandra's technology, these energies for aging combined with this nutritional approach that we've been taking is going to do wonders for reversing or stopping the clock. And I just listened to I'm sure everybody that's listening to your show has heard of Joel Wallach, who's he wrote the book Dead Doctors Don't Lie, I think is what it was called.
Yeah, he's
a wonderful man, and he's studied this aging, and he's got the nutritional side down pat, and once he finds out these energy therapies are out there, I know he's gonna adopt this. But he's been studying these cultures that have lived. They've got people that are living for the longest times, and you know nobody believes any of this, but he's pretty well documented it. That getting into your hundreds and being healthier, 110, 120, 130s is very feasible, and the biology is telling us that now that where we're studying it in humans, and it's all an interesting combination. They're mountain people, so they're all these cultures that live in the mountains. And one of the I'm a geologist is one of my degrees, and mountains are made out of quartz, which is silicon, and the earth naturally throws off these quantum fields. So if you're living in the mountains, you're getting a natural dose of quantum energy just by virtue of living there. And then you've also got this, they call it glacial milk, which is the water that comes off of the glaciers. And it's alkaline, it's full of minerals, and it's tumbling down the stream. So it's everything that like the Kangen water that the Japanese have been using for a long time. And then they're on a restricted calorie diet up there because there's not much food. So we're going to show you how to do it without having to go live in the mountains is our anti-aging program. And you're going to eat much better than those people as well. So we think it'll be fun.
Martha was sharing with me some of your formula of what what you've worked with her for weight loss, and she was telling me about how you use alpha lipoic acid,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you can talk about that, and ginger.
Just about everything that's an herb, it lowers blood sugar, and the probably the most powerful plant on the planet is the reishi mushroom. So we're going to tell everybody that I don't care who you are or where you are in your life or your health or your weight or aging, we start the reishi mushrooms. They're magic. They're intelligent, like this energy field that Sandra's developed, where they get in and they troubleshoot. They'll work on something for a while and then they'll jump to some other part of your health or your health profile. And then the alpha lipoic acid, that's a sort of a must for an antioxidant. But it mimics insulin, and the insulin overproduction is the doctors have been giving us all the wrong tests, where they've been testing our blood sugars, and our blood sugars will test normal if we're overproducing insulin. That's just again, if you have the wrong kind of carbohydrate and you spike your blood sugar and then you spike insulin, then you crash your blood sugar. If you average all those spikes and crashes out, you have normal blood sugar. But you have normal blood sugar because you've been overproducing insulin, which is a strain on your pancreas, which will eventually give out. So we're looking for any way possible to take the load off of the pancreas. And enzymes are one of them. Alpha lipoic acid is another one, and ginger is another one. And ginger has that wonderful alkalinizing properties as well. So reishi mushroom, alpha lipoic acid, and ginger, and those enzymes are... And they're all real inexpensive. Ginger is, you can buy a bottle of that that'll last you forever. And the alpha lipoic acid, it typically isn't very expensive. And the 300 milligram dose three times a day is about perfect for everybody.
Okay, did everybody get that? And this is, it mimics insulin, but also helps step up metabolism. It's alpha lipoic acid, 300 milligrams three times a day, right? Is that
Right before food. And again, if you were to look at a lot of these, like enzymes used to be in our diet, and it's not anymore, so we're just putting it back in there. And alpha lipoic acid used to be in the food. It was just, it was pulling it right out of the soil. It was in just about everything that you ate that was a plant, but since the soil has become so depleted, it's not there anymore, so we're having to artificially get it back into you. And it's an acid, though, so if you have that without a food to push it through, you'll feel it in your esophagus. It dissolves almost immediately. So the alpha lipoic acid you have to take right before you eat. So you just set it down next to your meal. You take a drink of water and take it down, and then you start eating. And the reishi, pretty much the same thing. And the reishi, again, it's a carbohydrate, and your body will use it as a carbohydrate, so you can't take that on an empty stomach. You want a good breakfast or a good lunch or a good dinner. You need to do that. And those reishi mushrooms, that's the healthcare system for a lot of the world, Singapore and Taiwan and all that over there. If you go to see your doctor, he'll put you on the reishi mushroom. He'll slightly listen to what you have to say, and then he'll put you on reishi mushroom and usher you out the door, which is totally different from our system where that doctor's prescription pad, if you're ever wondering why he holds that so near and dear to him, that's how he gets you out of your office. He knows that if he gives you a script, he can get up and say, thank you, you can leave now. So it's just not the best choice.
Well, reishi mushroom, it's got that name because, I think that's not the one where they dance when they found it, or dance after having it. Reishi mushroom, I know it's one of the secrets of immortality from... it's called an immortality mushroom, so it is a magic mushroom.
I really do. Yeah, I don't think you could do too much of that. And again, it's one of those where, you can buy a bottle of reishi mushroom for $10-$11, and again, doing two of those a day for anybody that's just trying to maintain. And for your immune system, it's an absolute must. And our immune system, these low-carbohydrate diets really took a shot at our immune system because a vine-ripened fruit, primarily, has a glyconutrient or a phytochemical in there we call a glyconutrient. And where we always thought carbohydrates were only fuel, or people in my business, we only thought carbohydrates were only fuel, they're also a raw material, and that what that reishi mushroom is or what that glyconutrient is in a vine-ripened fruit, it's the raw material or the building block of the antenna system that forms on the outside of our cells, on our cell membrane. So if you look at a healthy cell, it's got all these little wispy antennas coming out, and that's the eyes and ears of the cell. And if the cells can't recognize their environment and react to it, they just don't work very well. So not, you know, everything suffers, and our immune system especially. So if you go to, in the United States, we have one of the more barbaric ways of treating cancer, for instance, which is the chemo and the radiation therapy, which wipes out your immune system. And you go to other parts of the world, and they do just the opposite. They do everything they can to restore your immune system, because a properly functioning immune system, it knows how to identify abnormal cells and do what it needs to do. It destroys them. And so that's where that reishi mushroom is just a wonderful preventive for all of our immune, either whether it's an underimmune problem like cancer or an overimmune problem like an allergy, because a lot of times an allergy is just our immune system. It doesn't know what's wrong. It thinks there's something bad out there, so it's like the Marines coming in with blindfolds on and shooting everything, the good guys and the bad guys. And once you restore that communication network, everything works better. I'm finding that these supplements like the reishi, now that we've got this energy therapy, where I used to have to load people on that reishi if they were having problems or give them a lot of it, we're finding we don't need nearly as much, because that's sort of the downside to the vitamins and minerals, that if we're trying to resolve a problem, we have to do a lot more, and it is costly. And now we're finding that we're able to get by with half of the cost because of what the energy enhancement is doing. And I don't know if it's doing it for the supplement or for the body, but regardless, we're finding that that's just a great synergy. Nutrition is going to be everything about nutrition now. We're having to rethink now that we are starting to be, our eyes are open to the fact that there's a lot more to it than we thought with regard to these quantum energies in a system like Sandra's developed.
Yeah, with the energy enhancement system, when you've got a charged product, it brings it to the highest potential or greatest potential of what that product could be or should be doing, and what it brings the life force energy up, and it brings that communication, so it's a lot more assimilable. The assimilation of the nutrient is efficient. Whatever it is, the reishi mushroom is a wonderful, wonderful supplement. It's one of the secrets of longevity from Okinawa as well. So that was one of my first experiences of the power of reishi mushroom. I was given that by somebody from the royal family, an actual prince from Okinawa, gave me this special reishi mushroom. And it's amazing. But I believe that's also one of the things that does help raise the metabolism.
It truly does. And again, when that cell membrane, which is, I'm a biologist and an engineer at heart, and I'm sort of in awe of the human body and the cell in particular. And that cell membrane is probably the most sophisticated piece of engineering that I'm aware of, and I do study this for a living. And when you restore that communication system, then the cell knows that there's food out there, and the insulin's got a hold of it, and it needs to open up and let that energy from the food into the cell. And then it also knows that we've got waste on the inside or toxins on the inside, and we've got to get rid of those, or we've got toxins on the outside, and we want to close up when those are close by, but we want to open up when the energy is close by. So it really, metabolism and that cell membrane, they go hand in hand, and that's why anything like those omega-3s are such a critical component. That's the raw material of that cell membrane, and then that reishi mushroom is going to form that antenna on there. And they have, if you go to YouTube, and if you were to do a search on inner life of the cell, the Harvard people, the Harvard animators and the Harvard biologists got together, and they did an animation of what's actually going on with a particular cell, a cell, and I don't know exactly what kind of cell it is, but it really gives you a graphic representation of the complexity of just a cell. It's almost a living force all by itself, and that's Joel Wallach. That's what he says, is that basically your mind is responsible for this 70 trillion community of cells, and you've got to help them get along, and it's and one of the keys is to making sure that that communication system is restored, and that's why that ratio is so important.
Yeah, and that works hand in hand with the energy enhancement system too.
Yep.
In that, yeah, it's raising that millivoltage of the cells, but it's increasing that cell membrane potential, and the membrane, the cellular membrane, is so vital. And when you shift that, and we've proven with the technology that it's changing the cellular absorption rates and things like that, but it's going to eliminate one of the big problems of weight with people, which is the insulin resistance, which is the, you know, what they're calling Syndrome X. Dr. Stephen Holt talks about that and has books on Syndrome X and how prevalent that is. But that's the insulin resistance, where the receptors, you know, it shifts the receptors so they are not open to being able to utilize the insulin. And this immediately, the technology and then the enhanced supplements, such as with the reishi or with the alpha lipoic acid, or also I think it'd be good, you know, we talked too about, you know, the omega-3s, and again, it's the healthy fats, and how that relates to this picture then of how we move the body into a healthy metabolism, metabolic rates, and increasing that, you know, cell membrane potential where the body can use the nutrients and also can eliminate the toxins easily.
Absolutely. That's that cell membrane is just the key to it all, I think. And that's why we adopted Sandra's technology, because specifically for that cell membrane, it's from what she was describing, the experience they were getting, you don't, it's better if you think of, you don't really have a weight problem. You've got an insulin resistance or that syndrome X or that metabolic syndrome. That's what's causing the vast majority of weight problems. And until we fix the way that the cell is able to get the energy inside so that it can turn on, because when those cells, when you get energy inside those cells, the beauty of it is that your body starts burning calories like it's just going out of style. So instead of burning 1,000 calories a day, you're burning 2,000 calories a day. And when you're burning 2,000 calories a day, it's easy to lose weight. And it's also, you've got a bunch of energy. It's once the cells get powered, then you're not tired anymore, and you're not hungry anymore. So that hungry and tired is really insulin resistance in disguise. And then we go to these stimulants like coffee, which is a vicious cycle, and that creates this stress response that causes the cells to close up even more. Those cells, in figuring out how to create a pleasant environment for your cells to fix your metabolism is the key to the weight, the diabetes, and I think it's also the key to the healing process, because I'm convinced that our body doesn't heal in a depressed metabolic state, and that when we get the energy right and we get it, your body where it's able to burn calories so it's powered properly. And then Sandra's technology, you know, we always thought that the power simply came from the chemistry, you know, the chemical energy in the food, and we're finding that it wasn't that simple. So it's powering up your body with good food and energy enhancement is really, it will be the state of the art when it comes to not only controlling your weight, but also getting the healing capacity of your body back up to what it should be, which is it should heal itself. You know, we were designed, one of the few pieces of technology out there that actually fixes itself under the right circumstances.
You want to share what the role of that omega-3 fats are in that process?
Yes, the omega-3s, it's a lipid. A lipid and a fat are the same thing. And our cell membrane is made out of two layers of fat. They call it a bilayer, and they're sort of inverted. And if we don't have the good fats in our diet, we have these bad fats that come from, French fries, for instance. You know, it's just the worst product in the world. It's got that refined sugar in there, but it's also cooked in these really bad fats. And the only raw material that your body has available to it are these trans fats or these bad fats, then it's going to make a cell membrane out of trans fats or bad fats, which don't work well at all. But if you've got the flax or the fish oils or the olive oils, these omega-3s in your diet, that makes a wonderful cell membrane. So again, it comes back to that cell membrane. If we can figure out how to restore that to function the way that it was designed to function, then again, that's a critical component of metabolism. So now, if your cell membranes are recycled from these old raw materials, and the beauty of the human body is that we go through these periods where everybody thinks they know something, but I think it's about 7 years where every cell in your body is going to be regenerated into a new cell. And what I say, let's recycle into the good materials this time around. Let's make sure we've got these omega-3s, and you can't really get too many of those. We've got everybody, when they're on a diet, to do 3 grams of the flax oil with every meal is just ideal. And again, we recognize that getting pills in your lunch are difficult, but if we get into the habit, it's a great one, because it's going to do more for appetite than you could possibly imagine. It also acts as a nice slow-burning fuel, so you've got a nice consistent energy throughout the day, but it also is used as these raw materials for the cell membrane. And then the fish oils, which are the omega-3s as well, they do some wonderful things for inflammation. So anybody that's got the aches and pains, and I call the baby boomers or really the acre boomers, if you get the fish oil in there, that's going to do wonders for the aches and pains. And it also does wonders for your mood, your mental abilities. They just go up, and not being able to remember something is very disconcerting for us baby boomers. And you'll find you get 2 grams of that fish oil in your diet a day, one with breakfast and one with dinner, is going to go a long way towards helping there. And it's getting complicated, if you get into the different kinds of fish oil out there, you're going to get an argument from one person or another as to what you need to do. But I tell everybody there's a really good one, and it's I can't remember the name of the omega. Let's see, it's Omega 3 Mood or something like that. I can't remember the name of it.
You have
it
online,
just get,
right?
Yeah. It's fish oil, just molecularly distilled. If you get online and get a good fish oil, you'll do okay. And all the health food stores carry that as well. And the flax oil, as long as it's an organic flax, that's the key, that somebody took the time to do it right.
Barleans is a very good flax oil, and I like
Barleans Greens is an excellent product too.
Yeah, Barleans is a very, very good flax oil.
Yeah, that's one of the best.
I like the combination too of the flax oil with the evening primrose oil.
Yeah,
that combination
is especially good.
But you can use that on your salads. How many? You were talking about 3 grams. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. How much would that be by the teaspoon or tablespoon a day?
A tablespoon is 16 of those grams. and if I had my way, I'd have you doing a tablespoon every day. I really would. It's females are you have a biology where you're going to make all of your serotonin in the first 2 hours after you wake. And if you don't have an omega-3, like a flax in there, and you don't have a really good source of absorbable vitamins and minerals, and if you don't have the carbohydrates that come from fruit, and if you don't have a good source of protein like whey, you're not going to make enough serotonin, and serotonin is the happy hormone. So that's why that whey protein shake in the morning with that flax oil you'll have a different outlook on life. Without a doubt, you'll go through the day, and serotonin, it really is, it's that hormone where life still, it's full of hurdles and speed bumps here and there, but they just don't seem to bother you as much if you're making your serotonin properly.
Thanks so much. I mean, I think this has been great information, and people can actually get these products, and getting them now from HealthyWeightSupermarket.com, right? HealthyWeightSupermarket.com. All of your products are actually now hypercharged, supercharged with the energy enhancement system. So if you cannot get to a system, an energy enhancement system yet, you can at least get the charged products.
That's a wonderful point. It really is. So now I have to rethink. We'll get our internet site up to snuff now that we've got these products, because they really do make a difference. I didn't know if we were going to be able to tell, but it's not subtle. A charged product is a completely different product.
Yeah. What change? What differences are you seeing with people with since you've put the system in? It's been what, 2 weeks now?
Well, we've focused on some of our patients that have got the most problems because they're the ones that need the most help, and we've got two MS patients going through the system right now, and they tingle from head to toe. They don't feel it until I don't know why you have to be inside the perimeter of the computers, but as soon as you walk through that door and you're on the interior of our chamber, they start tingling, and it just gets to tingling more and more and more until by the time their two-hour session is finished, they come out and they're just like, every inch of my body is tingling right now. And then they're finding, this may sound a little hokey, but I have a lot of animals, and if you ever study animals, when your body goes into a healing mode, you have to really rest and relax and find a quiet space. And we're recommending that they're feeling a fatigue the day after the session, and that's their body devoting all of its energy to healing. And that's where we want them to a session, a day of rest, and then back in for another session. And that's working really well. And as long as we
counsel them, very good recommendation. You know why, right? Two, as far as the body, when it has the right energy, it wants to take that energy and do everything it's always wanted to do but didn't have enough energy to do it. And it's going to, so you want to use the energy, for the body to heal itself before you're using that energy to do a bunch of things out there.
That's right, and that's working real well. Since we've instituted that works wonders. In our diabetic neuropathy patients, MS is a particularly tough one. So they really need that down day. And once we started having them do that, their mind is your mind expands in a way that's just everybody that's been in the field after about the third visit. They're describing all these different sensations, and along with the healing of all the tissues that for our MS patients, they're also having these wonderful. Their mind is opening to a lot of things, and it would take hours to discuss what it is. But they're, all of the, if they've had any kind of, like one of our clients had a really really bad year where she lost a brother, then she lost a mom and a father, she knew it was back there in the back of her mind, and it was just, I'm sure it was contributing to her health problems. And they started to resolve, and they came forward, and she started to get some resolution and a really, really a wonderful, happy, joyous feeling about something that was just before making her sad. And so so not only the tissues are affected, but also the emotions in our mind. And again, what is our mind? That's a tough one. But what I'm trying to describe to people is that, if we can get a handle on what it is that a mind is, I can promise you when you're in these fields, it's going to expand. And what that means is going to be different for everybody, and we're finding that it's different for everybody. So we're hearing story after story of everybody that something's going on with their mind that's really quite wonderful, in addition to these things where we're getting this tissue that's tingling. And that tingling with the MS, I'm just certain that, MS is really the nerve tissues have taken a hit, and, we've got nerve tissue everywhere. It's that tingling is that healing process, and then that following day where that fatigue comes in, that's a dead giveaway for me that their body really is doing just what Sandra described, that it says, give me all of your resources right now. We're going to do some serious healing here.
Yeah,
and then our we've got the diabetic neuropathy patients. We've got those coming through the door just by the dozen right now, and they just, as soon as they walk into the room, wherever they're having the pain, they're getting the tingling. And then the more they're doing it, the longer that the relief from the pain is lasting. So it's without a doubt that cumulative effect that Sandra's talking about is very much a factor. As much as they can, if they need that down day where they're going to go through that fatigue where they need to heal, we let them. But the diabetic neuropathy people, that doesn't seem to be the case at all. The more they can get, the more relief they get. And again, that tissue regeneration, the body's ability to naturally heal or regenerate tissue in these fields, without a doubt, is back to what I consider to be normal, which is that it should work. You know, we should be able to heal damaged or traumatized tissues. And that's exactly what we're seeing with that tingling sensation followed by the cessation of pain. And that it seems to be, no matter, every single one of them, the more that they're doing it, the longer they're staying pain-free. And I'm assuming that what we're doing is that the body's just slowly but surely going through the damaged tissue, and it's doing as much as it can in the time that it has.
Yeah, thanks. And you've got a 12-unit system in your center with the Healthy Weight
Supermarket.
In our store, market.
Yeah.
And you've got a 4-unit that you're sleeping in at home. You want to say a little bit about that?
Yeah, I have a problem where it's sort of a blessing and a curse where I have an overactive mind, and I just think all the time, and I think even when I'm trying to go to sleep. So I lay there in bed, and I'm just, my mind is racing, and I can't quite shut it down, and I've been trying. And now that with the energy therapy, I sit there and I obsess just like I always did, going, oh, why can't I quit thinking, and why can't I go to sleep? And the next thing you know, I'm asleep. And I wake up, about 7 hours later, and I haven't moved. So I don't even have to get up and take a shower anymore because my hair's not all messed up. And then even if I do wake up a little early, like a storm or something like that, this is sort of storm season here where it would wake me up, and then I'll get up, and once I'm awake, I'm awake, so I may as well get up and go to work. And I'll sit there and I'll go, I'll never get back to sleep. And the next thing you know, it's 2 hours later and I wake up. So if you get one of these systems and you're sleeping and where you think you don't need that snooze button anymore, you need the snooze button. You have to learn to use that because you don't feel the sleep coming on. It just hits you, and the next thing you know, you're out. And again, the supplements, I do a regimen of supplements before I go to sleep as well. And because that's what my body needs, a lot of these. And the supplements that I'm doing before, if I don't do those supplements before I go to sleep, like every now and then I forget it, I'll wake up and I don't see that the age reversal going on. But if I do the supplements and I do the energy therapy when I'm sleeping, I wake up and it's like I've had plastic surgery. It's really what it does for the skin, which is the most visible organ, is just magical. And I'm one of those biologists where if we're improving the skin, we're assuming we're improving the other organs as well. So I think that the systems for your bedroom that you're sleeping in are going to be standard equipment for anybody that's serious about this aging process or getting a handle on it. I'm going through this regenerative sleep now that I wasn't getting before. And a lot of us, as we age, we don't sleep as well. And if you're looking for a culprit for that, the aging, a lot of times it's just simply that we're not getting enough sleep. So I think it's just a magic when it comes to that. And it's a subtle field with the 4 units compared to the 12 units. Martha, which is one of my colleagues that lost that, she's actually up to, she's lost 115 pounds since we put the therapy in. She's lost another 5 pounds. And
she's our little test rat for
if we've given somebody a supplement, we've got her completely off her insulin. So we're able to, she was an insulin-dependent diabetic that's off all of her insulin now, and we're doing it naturally with the supplements. But her neuropathy is whether or not our fields are strong, and that field at home with the 4 units, it she didn't feel nearly the sensation with her neuropathy, but she felt it as she did in the 12 unit. And then I realigned the system at home with this new technology that I've invented, and it really strengthened the field. So she's getting, it's about half the sensation out of the 4 unit. And then I realigned the 12 unit tonight too with this a little bit improved system, and I can't wait for her to get in here in the morning to see how she's going to feel with it, because the alignment's real important. When you've got the systems aligned well, they work really well, and if you don't, they and I think Sandra knows that. She's one of those people that can, I think if I'm reading her right, she can walk into a room and tell you whether or not it's aligned just by the sensing of the energy.
I can tell you precisely which one's a little bit off where.
Yeah, probably that. Yeah, so I've got my diabetic neuropathy people to do that for me in here.
Listen,
yeah,
guys,
more precise. Yeah.
We're going along so good here that we have come a little bit past the end of our show.
Oh, sorry.
So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's all over, folks.
Well, thank you for having me on. I enjoyed it, and I hope I didn't talk too much.
Oh, no, not at all. That's what talk radio is all about, Michael.
Good.
So I want to thank you very much. I'm very pleased to meet you.
Nice to meet you
and
as well.
And I'd like you all to please come back next Wednesday night. We will be having Richard Salva on. And let's see, I can't remember why. I believe Richard is the Tao of Detox, and I might be mistaken about that. But going to be a good show at any rate. Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, I would like to say thank you. For making this all possible. And again, Michael, thank you. And Dr. David of the Light Party, thank you so much. Michael with Scalar E, thanks for the music. Hey, love, light, blessings. Be back here next Wednesday night at 7:30. Go right to your internet, bbsradio.com, Talk Truth Radio. Many blessings, everyone. Good night.
The talk radio you have just enjoyed is brought to you by Dr. Sandra Rose Michael and Energy Enhancement Systems. Have a very blessed week, and please join us next Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific Time when we return with more exciting talk. To find out more about the host and sponsor, visit drrainmorgan.com and energyenhancementsystems.com.